We're coming to the end of another gloomy day across eastern New York and western New England. We've had a scattering of snow showers, drizzle, and rain. The good weather news is tomorrow. It's actually going to be a quiet day, and I expect that we will see some sunshine. So hopefully that helps to boost your mood a little bit after a couple of gloomy days. Another storm will come through tomorrow night into Thursday. It doesn't look like a major winter storm, though there is the potential for at least a few inches of snow, mainly north of I-90, Wednesday night into Thursday. Farther south, it looks like it'll be a snow to ice terrain scenario, mainly from about the I-90 corridor on south. That's going to be followed by a cold day on Friday. It's actually going to feel like winter for a change. So if you happen to have plans for Valentine's Day, maybe a nice dinner is planned, plan ahead for a cold Friday night. In the short term, this area of some snow showers and drizzle and rain will work out of the area tonight, though across the northern mountains, some of those snow showers may linger through much of the night. The breezes will kick up a little bit, and we'll see at least partial clearing. Overnight lows will be largely in the 20s, which really is not that bad for this time of year. And then, as I mentioned, tomorrow we will see some sunshine. Look for a mix of sun and clouds, and the clouds will increase tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be pretty comfortable for this time of year, running near or a bit above average with highs in the 30s. Then we get that storm tomorrow night into Thursday. It'll start off as snow or an icy mix across the area. So plan for the potential for some slippery travel for the Thursday morning commute. At this point, it looks like the I-90 corridor will be kind of the dividing line, the mix line. So north of there, that's the best chance to see snow and probably a few inches of snow. I don't think it's going to pile up quite the same way as the storm previously. Farther south, it looks like that transition will occur more quickly. So we'll see that icy mix Thursday morning go over to rain, then drizzle. And a reminder that Friday is going to be a cold day. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partial clearing, some mountain snow showers, breezy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partial clearing with a few snow showers, breezy, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partial clearing, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partial clearing, breezy, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with highs in the upper 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with snow north and an icy mix changing to rain and drizzle from the Capital Region on south, highs in the 30s. Then on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers north and west of Albany, breezy and colder, with highs in the single digits north, teens to near 20 for the Capital Region, and in the 20s to the south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.